my sweat just put out a report, I guess, in connection with your visit. And they're talking about army rates. I was going to throw that one in there, too.
This
is why they can't afford rapid reform, but also support. You know, they leave them out there for years without proper barracks, without bases, without support. These things happen. It doesn't excuse it or exonerate it, but as part of the thing we're pushing is, for example, pulling them into bases, garrison. We're going to even help them build those garrisons. Because, you know, and then they can have their families with them. They can open a school or two. Without that, quite frankly.
When you see a report like that that says, in a particular town in March, 21 women were raped by the army, does Manuk say which unit?
Stuff like that. That's all. Justice. A number have been prosecuted, but it is an uphill struggle, I have to be honest. And we know exactly where that goes. The 85th Brigade will be a problem for a long time. And I've been asking the government to lift the thing. I'm sure it came to.
That's the kind of. Okay, that's great. Thanks a really. Thanks a lot. You're always.
They're being moved out because we've pressed them to be moved out. They've been involved with the FDLR, the Wadi Cali. When they did move out finally, started creating all kinds of mayhem.
Yeah, I think there were some reports of them in mining and the crowd.
Hey, it's all right.
Thank you so much. Thank you.